Don, good morning.
It's a delight for me to be here.
我今天来到这儿是非常的高兴。
I want you to focus, if you have your Bibles, to focus on the passage in John 17.
如果大家有圣经的话，希望把圣经翻到约翰福音十七章。
Look at verse 3.
我们一起来看第三节。
And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，就是永生。
Do you want to live forever?
大家是不是想永远的活着？ Yeah, of course.
Some people do not.
有些人他不是这样想的。
Because they are so miserable or in such pain, they try to commit suicide.
他们生活是这样的苦，他们有这么多的痛苦，所以他们想自杀。
This passage, which is from God Himself, is not just talking about a time going on and on, but a person being in pain.
在这节经文，上帝告诉我们，不是这种生命，不是一个很痛苦的、永远的这种生命。
Eternal life is about a life that grows and expands and flourishes.
我们所说的这个永恒的生命，是从里面发出来的、不断增长的、不断开花结果的一种生命。
It's like the Mississippi River that gets bigger and bigger as it heads towards the ocean.
就像是密西西比河去入海的时候，越来越宽广。
This verse, verse 3, tells you how to get eternal life.
而这第三节来告诉我们如何能得到这样的永恒的生命。
Eternal life consists in a personal relationship with God.
永恒的生命跟我们跟神的关系是紧紧相连的。
And this is the God who made you and who made the entire universe.
而我们这位神是创造我们的神，是创造宇宙万物的神。
He made the Milky Way galaxy with 100 billion stars.
他创造了这个银河系里面有成百万上千万的星星。
And that was not enough. He made the neighboring Andromeda galaxy with another 100 billion stars.
他同样创造了其他的这样的银河的星系，数不清的星系。
But there's something about you.
但是他特别关注你个人。
That is more significant than the entire Andromeda galaxy.
甚至超过那些所有的这些银河系。
Because God made you, He made every cell in your body.
神创造了你，创造你身体的每一个细胞。
He knows all about you.
他完全的了解你。
He knows the inside thoughts of your hearts.
他知道你内心的深处。
And He made you so that you could know Him.
他是这样的来造你，这样你能够来了解他。
And that is something that the entire galaxy cannot do.
而整个的银河系却不能这么做。
You have a unique privilege as a human being that you are able, you are made with a capacity to know this God who made you.
我们被创造能够了解神，是我们作为人的一个特权。
And how do you know God?
我们怎么来知道上帝呢？
Verse 2
第二节
talks about it.
就告诉我们
that Jesus has authority to give eternal life to all whom you, that is God the Father, have given him.
当耶稣基督有这么个特权，把神所赐给他的人，能够把永生赐给那些人。
It is through Jesus Christ that you can come to know this God who made you.
我们通过耶稣基督，我们就可以了解创造我们的上帝。
Verse 2 also identifies Jesus as the one whom God has sent.
第二节告诉我们，耶稣基督是上帝差派的。
And what did God the Father send him to do?
而且他上帝来差派他，天父差派他来做什么？
Well, it talks about that in verses 4 and 5.
从第四节和第五节就告诉我们，耶稣基督来到世上来做什么。
Where Jesus is speaking to God the Father.
在这里，耶稣基督向他的天父祷告。
And he says, I glorified you on earth.
他说我在地上已经荣耀了你。
He showed who Jesus, who God the Father was.
他向我们展示了上帝到底是什么样。
He showed the glory of God that is like a brightness brighter than the sun.
他向我们展示了上帝比太阳光比太阳更明亮。
And he did it by accomplishing the work that the Father gave him to do.
他这样是托完成了上帝所托付他的事。
Well, what was that work?
而上帝所托付他的是什么事呢？
If you've read your Bible, if you've been in this church long, I hope you know.
如果你们在这个教会时间足够长，我希望你们能知道这件事情。
The Father sent the Son into the world that we might be reconciled back to Him, overcoming our sin and rebellion.
上帝把耶稣基督差派到这个世上来，使我们能够通过耶稣基督能与上帝和好，也借着耶稣基督克服我们的罪。
And He did it.By carrying our sins and the penalty of those sins on the cross and dying.
耶稣基督这样做了，他带着我们的罪，带着我们的惩罚上了十字架。
That was the focal work that Jesus came to do.
这就是耶稣基督来到这世上他的使命。
And that is the very fulcrum, the turning point of history.
这也是世界上世界历史的一个巨大的一个转折点。
You want to know the meaning of life?
你想知道生命的意义是什么吗？
You want to know the meaning of your own life.
你想知道你自己为什么要活着吗？
There are many people who are wandering in darkness today.
很多人是在黑暗中摸索。
They don't know the meaning.
他们不知道他活着是为了什么。
But the meaning is bound up with what Jesus accomplished.
活着的意义就是要了解耶稣基督在世上到底做了什么。
The whole of the human race had been in rebellion against God.
所有的人类都已经一直在背叛上帝。
It's like a ship that's headed for the middle of a hurricane.
就像是一艘船驶向一个风暴的中心一样。
It's headed for destruction.
他们在驶向毁灭。
And human beings, and this includes me and you, we are born headed for destruction.
你包括你跟我，我们生下来就走向了毁灭。
And Jesus, by his death and his coming back to life, turned that ship around.
耶稣基督通过他的受死，通过他的复活，使我们的这个航向有了转变。
He started the process of bringing eternal life.
他开始把这个永生放在我们生命当中。
And what he brings to you and me is this knowledge of God that reconciles us to God.
他给我们带来的是我们能够与上帝和好的一个生命，一个知识。
In verse 5, he talks about the fact that he's shown what always was the case about God.
在第五节，他让我们看到了和神在一起的美好。
And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence.
他说，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀。
And he speaks of the glory that I had with you before the world existed.
这个荣耀是世界还没有创造以前，我和你就一起有的这种荣耀。
That means that Jesus existed before anything else existed.
这说明耶稣基督在创世以前就已经和天父在一起。
He existed in the presence of God forever.
他也与天父永远在一起。
Many of you know Jesus is himself God.
我们都知道耶稣基督就是上帝。
There is one God.
只有一个上帝。
But within God, there are a diversity of persons.
但是上帝有三个位格。
And the Father, God the Father is in fellowship from all eternity with God the Son through the Holy Spirit.
天父通过圣灵与圣子在永远当中交流在一起。
Friends, that is the ultimate meaning of existence.
这就是我们存在的目的。
And Jesus has come to earth and become man in order that we may understand him and God the Father.
耶稣就到这个世界上来变成了人的样式使我们能够通过他来认识我们的上帝。
This is far more important than the things that people occupy themselves with in this world.
这个真理比我们现在所做的所有的事都重要。
It's about knowing God who is the very author of all these things.
这个是了解创造这一切的上帝是最重要的事情。
And how do you come to know Jesus and God the Father?
我们怎么样来了解耶稣基督，认识耶稣基督和创造我们的父呢？
Jesus tells in the verses that follow, beginning with verse 6.
耶稣基督在后面的章节里面，就是第六节告诉我们。
He says, I've manifested your name.
他说, 我已经将你的名显明给他们。
Now, the name of God in the Bible represents his whole character. It sums up who he is.
上帝的名在, 圣经里代表了他是什么。
And Jesus showed who God was to the people whom God had given him from all eternity.
耶稣基督把神赐给他们的, 向神赐给他的人显明了神是什么,显明了神的名。
This is not a human achievement, not something where we work ourselves up to God.
这不是我们所做到的,这也不是我们所能做的。
It is by grace, it is by what we did not deserve. God began to love us from the foundation of the world.
这是完全是上帝的恩典,我们什么也不能做,上帝在创世以前就爱了我们。
And it's out of that plan that Christ has now come and shown this character of God.
按照他的计划,耶稣基督道成了肉身,把真理显在我们面前。
He showed it first of all to the apostles whom he had chosen.
他首先向使徒们显现。
And those apostles and others whom he commissioned wrote the New Testament.
那些使徒们写了新约。
Now look at verse 8, what he says about these words in the Bible.
大家看第八节,
For I have given them the words that you gave me.
因为你所赐给我的道,
now these words have been written down in the New Testament. They have become a permanent possession for the people of God.
成为我们神的儿女的所有的产业。
They were received, first of all, by the apostles.
他们使徒们首先领受了这些道。
And he says, they have come to know in truth that I came from you.
他知道,他说,我们又确实知道我是从你,真理出来的。
And they have believed that you sent me.
他们也相信天父差派了耶稣基督。
And do you believe that Jesus was sent by the Father?
你们相信 耶稣基督是天父差派的吗?
Do you believe and understand that he came to turn the ship of the universe to bring us back to God?
你相信耶稣基督来就是使我们这艘驶向毁灭的船能够掉头, 驶向永生吗?
Do you believe in him personally?
你能够从你自己个人心里来相信吗?
That he is the only one capable of saving you from your own rebellion against God.
他是
These words that have come to us in the Bible started with God himself. Notice again in verse 8.
注意看第八节,
Jesus says, I have given them, that is to the apostles and then to us, the words that you gave me.
耶稣基督说,
God the Father has first of all given words to the Son.
首先上帝把道给了圣子。
This is the ultimate secret of the universe, friends.
这是宇宙的一个次序。
This began as a secret communication within God himself.
首先宇宙首先是从神三位一体之间的各个位格之间的交流开始。
Before you or I existed, before the world existed,
我们那时候还不存在, 整个世界还不存在,
God had words, the Father, that he gave to the Son.
上帝把他的道赐给了他的圣子, 圣子就是上帝的道。
These divine, powerful, eternal words have now come to us.
而这个圣洁永恒的这个道来到了我们当中。
Jinan has been given the gift of explaining these very words.
而我们的张继兰牧师,上帝赐给他的这种能力来解释上帝的道。
And this installation ceremony, you are saying we recognize what God has done in his life.
在这个就职的这个典礼当中,我们也感谢上帝,我们也承认上帝把这个能力赐给了我们的牧师。
And we are praying that God would speak to us through the words that he's given.
我们也祷告上帝通过他的话语来教导我们。
Now friends, these words are words of eternal life.
朋友们, 这个上帝的道是一个永恒的, 永生的道。
Jinan does not have the power to give you eternal life. He would admit it himself. I can see he's smiling.
他自己也知道。
It is only God that can give you eternal life.
只有上帝能给我们永恒的生命。
And he does it through Christ and through the words of Christ.
他通过耶稣基督来这样做。
These words are divine words.
这个道是圣洁的道。
And they have power, divine power, to change you and to bring you to life and to cause you to hear spiritually.
它能够改变我们这个道，能够改变我们，让我们能有耳朵听见圣灵告诉我们的事。
So what happens when God is preaching his word through human preachers is all important for your life.
而上帝通过我们的牧师给我们讲道的时候，对我们一生生命是非常重要。
These are words of eternal life.
这些话是有关永生的话。
And I want you to encourage you to think about that as you're thinking and praying about your friends who do not know the truth.
我鼓励大家思考这些，当你们在为你们的还没有信上帝的朋友祷告的时候，我们教会的祷告的时候，我们把这些话牢牢地记在心里。
And many around you do not understand that Jesus Christ is the only way to God.
我们周围很多的朋友不知道耶稣基督只是唯一的道路。
And they have not heard that Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me.
他们不知道耶稣基督所说的，我就是道路、真理和生命，除非不经过我，没有人能到父那里去的这句话。
You also, each one of you, can be bearers of these eternal words of life.
我们可以作为这些话的使者。
But you also want to invite friends to come and hear the words in the context of the praises of God's people.
我们要邀请我们的朋友到我们当中来，一起来分享，一起来享受上帝这永恒的话语，永生的话语。
Through the scripture and through these words,
通过这些话语，通过这个道，
God is speaking to you his eternal plan that he has spoken to the Son from all eternity.
上帝告诉我们他们永恒的计划是在他的圣旨当中。
Friends, there is no greater privilege than knowing this God who made you and who has loved you in Christ.
朋友们，我们没有其他的事比我们了解这位在十字架上为我们死、爱我们这个上帝更重要的。
For those of you who already do know him, I would encourage you to return again and again to the words of life in the scripture.
对于我们的在基督里面的弟兄姐妹，我鼓励大家能够不断地来回到上帝的真言当中。
And be faithful in attending this congregation where Jinan will be preaching this very word.
在我们基南牧师牧养的我们这个教会当中，那个忠心的服侍，一道来团契。
Now there may be some of you here who do not know this God yet.
我们当中也有可能还有些朋友还不知道，还没有认识这位上帝。
And God has told you in the Bible how you can come to know him through Jesus.
上帝在圣经中告诉我们，我们通过耶稣基督来了解他。
So, are you willing to follow him?
你们愿意来跟随耶稣基督吗？
If you're not willing yet, you need to find out.
如果你们还没有准备好，或者还不知道，你现在就要想清楚，想知道。
It is all important for your life.
这对你的生命来说太重要了。
Let us bless God that he has reached out to us through Jesus.
我们祷告神通过耶稣基督来 reach us, 就是
Amen.
Amen.
He was stumbling and hesitating because he didn't know how to translate it.
Is it on?
听得到我的声音吗?
Yes, it's on. I'm pleased to be here to represent the Presbytery of Central Florida.
今天很荣幸能够代表中佛州的长老会。
This part of the service is to install Jinan as your pastor.
现在我们要来开始济南牧师的就职典礼。
We met with Jinan 2 weeks ago with our committee.
两个星期以前